Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Lynn Tremmel, who is the coordinator for WIC. Good morning to you, Lynn.
Good morning.
Well, first thing, we better make sure everybody knows what WIC stands for.
Okay, WIC stands for the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children.
Okay, women, infants, and children. And that really tells us, I think, who you are serving when we start talking about women, infants, and children. But you do have some different age groups and kind of categories, so let's talk a little bit about that. Who can apply and receive WIC?
Well, the program is designed to give WIC vouchers, which most of our clients call checks, to children from 0 to 5, breastfeeding, postpartum, and pregnant moms. So the checks are actually designed for those specific age and dynamic groups. Mm-hmm. However, if you're a single dad and you have kids under the age of 5, if you're a grandparent who's a primary caregiver, foster care parents, adoptive parents, all qualify. If you get Medicaid, FIP, or food stamps, you all qualify. So if you have children under the age of 5 or are pregnant and fall into any of those categories, then WIC vouchers would be part of what you would be able to get.
So the target really here is children under 5, before they're born as well as after they're born. And so to me that says what we're really trying to achieve with the WIC program is really targeted to those young people. And, you know, what is it that you really hope you'll accomplish with the WIC program?
Basically, the WIC program was designed to help supplement the nutritional needs of these specific dynamic groups. There were some history in why these groups were chosen, as far as why the USDA, as part of the federal government program, decided to set these programs up and initially started with low hemoglobins, giving in a lot of anemia, which means they're low in iron. But now we've kind of moved into any health issues and mostly focusing on healthy eating. And that's kind of the dynamics that we're working with right now.
And we know, I mean, I think everybody knows how important nutrition is in those first years, whether it's before birth or up to 5. I mean, that's such an important period of growth physically and mentally.
That's true. That's very true. And not only with brain development, but also just getting these kids on the right track to get them developed in a way that their brains and their bodies can function once they get into school, once they get into life, and how they are going to be able to cope with the future if they don't have these basic building blocks.
Yeah. Let's get them off to a good start. And you mentioned that your emphasis now is in eating well. So you're really establishing some good habits here, I think.
Yep, we're trying very hard too. I have both nutritionists, dietitians, and nurses that work with my program. So we kind of do a well-rounded physical assessment as well as a nutritional assessment. Uh-huh. So kids really get a lot, and so do pregnant women and postpartum women.
Uh-huh. Okay, so how do people qualify other than having children under 5? Are there some other criteria for being eligible for the WIC program?
Well, we do have some income guidelines for those who don't qualify for Medicaid, FIP, or food stamps. They change every year, so it's always a good idea to give us a call. But for most families, even if you're a two-parent family with two incomes, depending on the number of people in your family and how many your family are supporting, you could easily qualify for WIC because we do have 185% of poverty level. So we're higher than even Head Start. So if you have a kid in Head Start that's early Head Start or just beginning Head Start at 3 or 4 or 5, you could still qualify as a family, or that child may even qualify independently.
Okay, so if there's any question about it, you better check it out. And saying that, how can they do that? You must have a phone number, probably a website.
We sure do. 1-800-338-4129 is our phone number, and you will need to leave a message, so please leave a message with your name and phone number, and we'll get back to you usually that same day. If you want to go to our website, we're under West Central Community Action, so our website is westcentralca.org.
Okay, if I was going to look you up in the phone book, what would the heading look like? And I'm guessing it may be different from place to place, but like, what could I look up West Central in Shelby County or in Harlan?
That's a good question.
I know how that goes. Having been in extension, sometimes you never know quite how to look it up. Best thing, I think, probably would be to call it. But they can also check in Atlantic downtown.
Right. We have a West Central Community Action office downtown at, I want to say on the square, but it's not on the square.
No, it's not. But it's at the north end of Chestnut Street. So, and there's a sign in the window, and you can find that. And check in there if you have some question about doing contact, because they can give you a lot of good information also.
Definitely. They have all the same information I do. And if you're not a Cass County resident, we also serve the other nine counties around Cass County. So check, we do have West Central offices in every single county. I'm not sure if they're listed under West Central in the phone book, but we're definitely not listed under WIC. I know that. So definitely try West Central.
Okay, that's a good central place for a lot of services. So WIC is one of those services that you can check in with West Central. About how many people in Cass County do you serve in a year?
I'm not sure in a year. We serve about 330 clients per month. And so if you'd multiply that times 12, we get at least 330 per month.
Yeah, and I'm sure that varies a little from month to month.
Right. As through all of our nine counties, we serve about 2,700 clients per month.
Okay. So those are all families of some kind, whether they're single parents, dual parents, whatever, grandparents, as you mentioned. I think that's a really important thing that you mentioned that, Lynn. If you are responsible for a five-year-old or younger or pregnant, you could very well qualify for WIC.
That's true.
Okay. So remember the target audience here for the WIC program. How long, can you give us just a little bit of general history? How long has WIC been going on? Kind of a little bit how it got started, just a little bit.
Well, the USDA set it up with the federal government as a pilot program in 1972, and Davenport, Iowa was our first clinic site. And since then, it's moved throughout the state of Iowa. The grocery stores and pharmacies that we work with, we have about 650 plus that we work with throughout the whole state. So we do affect quite a few ancillary groups, as well as dealing with doctors and hospitals. We do a lot of extra work with public health for immunizations, working with kids trying to get them the dental piece through iSmile. We also work with maternal health and child care through IDPH as well. And then we also are doing the Head Start piece, and we AEA, we kind of just focus on all those groups and try to pull them into getting a well-rounded one-stop shop for families to come to when they have issues or questions.
Well, that's great that you network with those others, because then that can help meet many needs of children. And we do have to look at hopefully being well-rounded in terms of the health care and development. You mentioned grocery stores, and initially you said the families get checks, and so they can go and spend these. And you mentioned several places in general that they can spend these.
Right. Anytime that a family goes into a store, there should be a poster posted that says they are a WIC participant, and a WIC vendor for us. So as long as they have that posted, if you're not sure, you can always ask the manager. But usually main chain grocery stores like Hy-Vee, Walmart, Fairway, they usually carry us. Walgreens is one of our specialty stores, or pharmacies, so our specialty formulas can be gotten through them. But you have to kind of know that ahead of time, and we talk you through that. Mm-hmm. So we do have a list of all the ones that participate in Cass County, which we give to our clients when they come in.
What about farmers markets? It seems to me that the vendors there can sign up to receive the WIC checks.
We do work with the farmers market through the USDA, and We do have some of our counties, but not all of our counties. Cass County is a participant in our farmers market program. We do give special vouchers for that program through the end of this month, and they are able to be used to through the end of October. We usually start about June 1st handing those out.
Okay, that's great. Good way to get some nice fresh food. And finally, we have not mentioned, we've mentioned several contact points, but once people get enrolled, they are going to come where to kind of meet and visit with you?
If you're in Cass County, you're going to come to the Pimosa Head Start. We work in their gym. We usually come once a month, 2 to 3 days. They're always set ahead of time, so you'll know 3 months in advance. We try to set our appointments up 3 months in advance, but if you would call today, we are down here today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Also, if you just want to walk in, we'll be glad to help you. We can do that. There are going to be some things we're going to ask you, but we can definitely sign you up for the program, and you walk out with vouchers that day, so it works pretty good.
Okay, so that's today, tomorrow, and the next day. If you have a question, stop at Pimosa School. I always think of it still Pimosa School, and that would be a good first place to get information. We want to thank you very much, Lynn Tremel, for visiting with us about the WIC program, Women's, Infants, and Children's Program. Until next time, if nothing ever changed, there'd be no butterflies.